It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come before you this morning with thanksgiving. We enter your gates with praise. And we thank you that you have made us righteous. We thank you that you are our King. And that we are your people, and that we are your children, and that this is your family. And this is your world. Knowing these things, we also know that you have dominion and power over every realm, over every person, over everything, over every need. So we come before you with confidence this morning, knowing that the way you answer our prayers is not always the way that we see to be best. But we know that it is good, because you are good. So we ask for healing for all of these people, Lord, that we have on our prayer list today. People who are going to be recovering from surgeries. People who are preparing for surgeries. People battling chronic illness, chronic pain. People who have been given no hope by doctors. May they find their hope in you. We thank you for the incredible gift of life. We thank you for the signs of life in this season, in nature around us. As the flowers are in bloom, where weeks ago there was nothing. We thank you for the signs of life, even in this building now, with new babies. Babies that have been born recently, babies that are almost here. We pray for safety for each one. We know they are precious in your sight. We pray for those who are serving you around the world. Keep them safe. Give them encouragement today. May they be blessed even now in this very moment. As you transcend space and time, we pray that you would encourage their hearts and their minds right now by your Spirit. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for protection and provision where it is needed. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Egypt this morning, as I read that there were two bombings, two different Palm Sunday gatherings at Christian churches. I pray that you would be with those who have suffered, those who have lost. May your peace reign supreme. May you bring restoration and hope to a seemingly hopeless situation. And may we find confidence and peace, knowing that hatred is not from you, and that you will have the final word, that you are a just God, that you are a loving God, and that you are a good God. So we pray to you in the name of our King, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen.
David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And we want to extend a warm and heartfelt welcome back to Kay and Ray Nixdorf. We miss you guys. stand up. Praise God that you're here. That's awesome. You've been in our prayers. Now you're in our presence. That's awesome. On Palm Sunday, Ray, you've walked down the aisle a few times waving those palms. It's awesome. Thank you all, and good morning. We have these poles. I guess we could try to move them, but that might be a problem. Before I forget, we are having, well, we're making do, since we don't have a furnace working, and won't for a while. This has worked out great down here. We're having our tenebrae service on this coming Thursday with communion to start. So communion will be down here, and then regardless of the weather, we're going upstairs. So if it's cold enough for you to come in here on your way from home and wear a coat, you can wear a coat up to tenebrae. It's a very short service. I think we'll be able to warm it up okay. And it's supposed to be a warm week, particularly Thursday, I think it's supposed to be warm. So we should be able to do that. I would like to hear from some more people who would like to work at the altar or reading for Tenebrae. Vicki has agreed to sing again at the end, and Mike's going to do the lights, and I've already got a few readers, but I need some more. It's very simple. We have a practice Wednesday night, and I just invite you to let me know if you want to participate in that. Then, while the tables will be set up for communion, we're also setting them up for the Easter breakfast, which is the next thing to happen in here. So we'll be gathering from 8:30 to 9:30 for Easter breakfast here. Is it till 10? Let's see. Till 9:30, giving time to clean up. And so I would like to ask if anyone is willing, after we break our service at the end today, we need to get tables out of that closet and set them up for the Easter breakfast. Then they'll be positioned for the communion. So today we'll do that right after worship, and we appreciate your help. Notice there's an insert today. The ministry team members have worked hard on this. We're in the midst of continuing to work hard on not only the furnace replacement, but you all have, I'm sure, noticed that the exterior painting is in need of some attention. And we're going to combine a few things like that. And then while we're at it, in the interest of looking ahead, so we're not caught off guard, we're going to be looking, when we make a presentation in about 2 weeks, at future projects. So read that announcement, please, that insert. It's very informative, and it lets you know where we stand at this point, and we're going to actually begin to encourage contributions now rather than waiting until we get our presentation together. You can start designating gifts to the building fund even today if you want, or in coming weeks. Lord's already provided 1/3 of what it's going to cost to provide the furnace, so we're trusting him to provide the rest of that and all and the painting as well. So thank God for all that. Today's the deadline for Easter lilies orders, and we have a work day scheduled now on the 22nd of April, so that's a note in the bulletin you want to check out. Remember, CFO, May 1st is the deadline for getting scholarship applications in, and May 15th is the deadline for getting a discount or not avoiding a penalty for late fee for registrations. Details are in the bulletin. We encourage you to actually get in your registrations as soon as possible. You get a better chance at scholarships if you get in your requests earlier. Those who've never been to CFO are given preference for scholarships toward room and board. So keep that in mind. It's a great time to start if you haven't. And let me just check my list and make sure I covered everything. You notice there's terror today on Palm Sunday in Egypt. Somebody prayed about that. This terror situation really needs our prayer, and the whole scene of tension in our world. So let's be praying about that, and praying God intervenes and brings some peace to this world. He sent Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, and He was the reigning king, but as you're going to hear in the message today, he reigns not through conquering as a human king, but through humbling himself before his Father and on our behalf. So we'll be hearing more about that coming up. Any other announcements after that? Can't believe it's a week away from Easter. Although this is one of the latest Easters. So praise God for that. Let's dismiss the children. And no, they'll go after the greeting. But take a moment to greet one another in the name of the Lord.